Kansas State Nation, what's going on? This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Gritter III checking in on this happy Friday edition, April 19th, 2024. The Purple Project Podcast is your first time checking out this podcast. I know in the recent past, we've been kind of in and out due to some transitioning, but slowly but surely getting back into the groove of recording Kansas State content for y'all. So again, appreciate you guys for being patient with us during the transition, and thank you for checking out this episode today. This is the weekend edition of the podcast, and we do have to check in with women's tennis because it is officially done, unfortunately, for K-State women's tennis. I will get the baseball in a second. Here as K-State, 10th seed going into the Big 12 tournament. On that side, lost yesterday to guess who? Take a wild guess. Yeah, the second seed of the women's tennis tournament, of the women's Big 12 tournament of tennis, Texas, and got swept in the Big 12 championship down there in Stillwater, Oklahoma there. K-State does finish the 2023-24 season at 12-12, a huge improvement from a year ago. I talked about this only the few times that we talked tennis on this podcast, that these ladies really showed some strides throughout the year. Unfortunately, we weren't able to follow them much. Let's just be honest here. We weren't able to follow them as much as we wanted to due to all the transitioning and all that, but just the record by itself shows promise down the future for this women's tennis team out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Of course, if you're wondering why I keep saying out there, because I am a K-State alum, graduate and alum. So we recently, a couple of months ago, relocated to Kansas City. So that's in a short summary for y'all, for you guys. But yeah, so the Wildcats did have an opportunity to win a doubles match there, but they couldn't keep the momentum going there against Texas there, as well as Vanessa Suarez, who was in the number one spot, faced the number 22 player in the country there, and she got swept there 6-2, 7-5 in that one. I'm gonna go ahead and skip to that, but first we gotta hear from Jordan Smith there on his team's performance. Quote, really proud of my team today. We responded incredibly well today after a marathon match yesterday. I feel like our team found their best tennis and energy towards the end of the season, and that's awesome. End quote there as well. And then he also commented on the seniors of Aline Quamar and Mamita Yurkita. Quote, obviously, I'm so thankful for the two seniors playing in their last Big 12 tournament. They did so much for this program on and off the court, end quote there as well. So, yeah, K-State women's tennis went through a long match yesterday. Came out of the tunnel on the right side of the bubble with that. And, of course, speaking of right side, K-State baseball also coming off of a 11-inning big win on the road against Northeastern. Again, we recorded a couple of postcasts already this week. Feel free to check those out wherever you get your podcasts there as well. So, yeah, so it's disappointing, but at the same time, you know, you got to think, where was this team last year? The team was just not good. This year, they took some huge strides this year as well. But unfortunately, they ran into a buzzsaw. It's the second seed, Texas Longhorns. And how we've heard this before, when it comes to these Big 12 tournaments, luckily, we don't have to see Texas no more there as well. And I just also thought about this as well. We're going to have to, this might be saved for a weekend pod as well. I apologize if I'm just now getting to this now, but anyways, the football schedule, I think the actual schedule came out. So, or I was on K-State Twitter yesterday, and that popped up. That was the first thing that popped up in my feed. So, again, I know we talked about that in the past. We might have to revisit it because we will be coming up on football this season here pretty soon. And we will be getting locked in with that here in the Kansas City area there as well. Vanessa Suarez, we already covered her there. Mara Lugu, the number two girl, did win. Well, actually, her match was unfinished there again. Teresa Pokovov lost in three sets there. Yukita got swept. Kohovova, her finish, her tennis match was unfinished. And Maria Santos, also her six-seed match was unfinished as well. And then for Kohovova and Teresa Pokovov, lost their doubles match there. And then a two, we're not even going to touch that because they're both were, actually one of them was unfinished and the other, the point, critical, Texas got the other doubles point there as well. So yeah, very unfortunate right there, but congratulations though. K-State women's tennis finishing at an even 500 there, but their season comes to a close there, but a lot to be proud of on that side of the coin. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer, the third, checking in with you on this Friday edition of the podcast. K-State baseball plays tonight, coming off the 11-inning marathon themselves against Northeastern, which was a good team. Now they face off against the 15th-ranked team in the country, Oklahoma State. Goes to Totten Family Stadium there, and can K-State get build momentum? This is a big series for K-State. There's no question about it because, as far as I know, they have not won a Big 12 series. Now, I might be wrong. You can point that out to me. But as far as picking this podcast back up, so far, K-State has not, baseball we're talking about now, baseball has not won a series yet in the conference play. So that has to change. They have to get this. They have to get this. This will be huge for K-State. Not only for that, but to try to put them in a better position. If they're going to get even a sniff at the NCAA tournament. This was supposed to be an NCAA tournament team. According to what we saw anyways. But, I mean, K-State baseball has been ranked before. So they're more than capable. If they're on their A game, especially, we know K-State's very tough at home. From the confines of Totten Family Stadium, they know they need to win the series. They need to win the series, and everything starts tonight at 6. There, I am hopeful to have a postcast of all three of these games this weekend. So we'll see what happens. I do want to come back to track at some point because we have not covered that very much at all. So I do want to get to that this weekend at some point. But I'll be busy this weekend, but I'm hopeful to pull off and to do a couple of episodes this weekend on this podcast. But that's kind of the big thing right now. Obviously, K-State men's basketball making some big waves in the transfer portal game this weekend, or this week, I should say, there as well. So I did have one more other thing, and I lost. Yes. And I lost transition of that thought, but I got it back. So we'll see what happens with K-State baseball this evening. And then, of course, game two is tomorrow afternoon at 4, I believe. And then, of course, a late Sunday tilt at 3 Central time. So, yeah, game one tonight. What as K-State baseball head coach Pete Hughes and company welcome the Oklahoma State Cowboys, who come in 15th in the country there. And if you're a K-State fan in the midst of this Missouri fan base, KU fan base in Kansas City, well, hey, you're in love because obviously the podcast is in KC now, but we have reached the Midwest play time. So definitely, if you're a K-State fan, if you're searching for more K-State content, Pearl Project Podcast is a place to get it. That is what I was getting at there as well. And stay tuned. Keep it locked on the bonus channel, which you can only find on Podbean. That channel is named my last name, Greer, G-R-I-E-R, not E-E-R, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, Eddie's, apostrophe S, podcast. Again, Greer 3, Eddie's podcast. type it in there. You should find it, and it's only a couple episodes out, but I'm working on getting the rest of what we recorded, between myself and my co-host Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California, out there, and hopefully I'll have majority of those episodes, or I should say majority, all those episodes up at some point soon. So, but I'm also going to be recording maybe some player profiles on that channel too as well. I've been thinking about probably doing a little more than we should be doing on that. So stay tuned. But if you're a K-State fan, definitely make sure you're subscribed to that channel. And of course, you can find a Purple Project podcast with the Purple Headset on your main podcast platforms there as well. That's going to wrap things up for right now in this Friday edition of the Purple Project podcast. All things K-State sports. Congratulations to K-State women's tennis there. Their season is wrapped up there. K-State spring ball, I think it's starting to wrap up here as well. Again, I know we've been out of the loop for a while, but we still got the summer to get into it because Avery Johnson, DJ Giddens and company, going to be ready for another season under the helm of Chris Kleiman, head coach of the football team. But that's going to do it for right now. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. We'll hope to talk to you at some point throughout this weekend. Go Cats.